Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of The Zeiter House Fools. You're listening to The Zeiter House Fools, The Zeiter House Fools.
Did we ever talk about
take
this?
It either way. What? That,
like, what it means, like, that it's like a set of rules and you're playing a game. Like, okay, we're going to do this Zeiter House Rules. Or you're like, dude, Zeiter House Rules!
Oh, you know what? I read that book, and I don't remember why it's called that, other than that I think there was like a illegal abortion clinic in a cider house on a farm.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I doubt it was, it rules.
All right.
Illegal abortion rules.
Oh, that's what the whole, bro, I had no, wow.
Talk, yeah.
This is like a love story.
John Irving... novels, I feel like, are like that. He's a good writer, but he really goes like full, like, you know, just creativity, and it feels sometimes like he's just writing based on like a random word generator, like
right
plot generator type thing.
Well, yeah, when this came out in 99, yeah, 15-year-old Miles is not checking for movies like this for sure. Oh, Erykah Badu's in it. Okay.
I went through, he's like one of those people like Michael Crichton that when I was like too young, I was like just devouring his shit.
Right.
Feel smart.
Yeah. Because you're like, what do you mean you haven't read Jurassic Park, the book? Oh, you just know the movie, fuckwit? All right, later.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, meanwhile, like crying because I don't know half the words as I try and read it.
Oh, man.
I tried to read that shit when I was fucking 9.
Crichton's best book. Yes. You want to know a real deep Crichton take?
What?
Sphere is actually his best book, dude.
Oh, fuck. I heard that, dude.
And his memoirs, Travels.
Oh, Jesus. Get me out of
really
here.
Really cool, dude. It's actually pretty cool. Sarah and I realized when we were like 5 years married that we both were obsessed with Michael Crichton's memoirs when we were like the same age.
Oh, wow.
Very strange. Let's talk.
That made me forget about Creeping Fascism.
Yeah. I have like these little moments where I can forget about shit. We also went to the same light show when we were kids, at like 5 years old.
What do you mean light show?
In
like at
Mealing,
a rave,
West
someone
Virginia.
Had those light up gloves? Oh, okay.
No, like Christmas lights at
a display.
Yeah.
Botanical garden type situation.
Yeah. Even though we didn't live in the same city.
Watch, and then you're like one of those couples where like she was in the background of his
of
fifth
the photo.
Birthday.
Yeah. That's my ultimate goal, is that our love could become clickbait one day.
Oh, I'm only with Her Majesty because I was looking through old childhood photos because I needed that story, and I went on a fucking tear trying to identify these people. Even though she pled with me, I'm not this person from the photo. I'm like, you are her,
you are.
This is our story. Or else we are not going to get a free house from HGTV.
That's right. Let's tell the people what's trending. Lindsey Graham is losing is trending. Hashtag Lindsey Graham is losing. Why is he losing? He's not, is he?
I mean, he's looking at the point. It's tight. 538 has it at a 45-46 Graham in the lead over Jamie Harrison. So he's got a plus one. When you're the incumbent, I don't know if you like that.
No, probably doesn't
look that great. I mean, just a week on September 16th, it was 48-48. They've been kind of neck and neck for a minute now. But he went on to Fox News to basically like, I don't know, just listen to this, because, you know, right now for people on the left, with all the shit that's going on and trying to game out all the scenarios in which Trump could just upend everything, this soundbite feels a little bit good.
My opponent will raise almost $100 million, Ainsley, in the state of South Carolina. The most money ever spent in the history of the state on a Senate race was by me in 2014 when I spent $13 million. He raised $6 million from the time Justice Ginsburg passed away within 72 hours. And God bless Justice Ginsburg. We're celebrating her life. I appreciate waiting to Saturday to announce the replacement. But I'm being killed financially. This money is because they hate my guts.
What? Why is he saying?
Yo, that's a panicked politician. You know
that
what I mean?
A disordered mind and a panicked politician.
Yo, I am upside down on this thing right now, man. I'm fucked, y'all. Y'all gotta help me.
They
I have
hate
no
my
money.
Guts.
My guts. I mean, yeah, you've given him a lot to work with in terms of, you know, finding you completely unfit for that office, but. Yeah, that has a lot of people probably a little more excited than they can, because, yeah, at this point, everyone's just kind of like, all right, well, let's see what happens. Maybe Lindsey Graham will reject the results of his election, too.
I forget why I had the impression that was one of those stories that was, you know, like Mitch McConnell, where people were spending a lot of money, like giving a lot of money to Amy McGrath to and then... You know, she's not actually going to be able to beat him. Some reason, I had lumped the Lindsey Graham race in with that. And it sounds like it's closer than that. So love to see it. Let's take that motherfucker
right now,
down.
McConnell plus 15 in that race. So that's got some work to do there.
Yeah.
Well, they had a chance to probably put in a different candidate, but you know how that goes.
Yeah.
You know, the big DNC, run DNC. Pulled up and said, it's tricky to rock with us, to rock with us is tricky, because they'll pull some tricks.
Mm-hmm. Lucas Henko, my favorite TikToker, is trending. I don't know. Did he like drop some heat or... No, Lucas Henko
out here. Oh, man. But shout out to Lucas Henko, man. The sickest graffiti artist in my high school.
Alexander Lukashenko gave us a little preview of our future in Belarus.
Yeah. Tried to just straight jack an election. Uh-huh. You know, be the illegitimate president, did like a real hasty swearing in Wednesday, and the European Union is like, okay, well, we don't recognize you as the president, just so you know. And as the EU, I mean, because Belarus receives a decent amount of financial aid, they're sort of saying like, well, we're going to have to reevaluate our relationship with the country. But it's, I mean, on the amount of people in the streets in Belarus is wild, and the clips that are coming out of there of like people helping each other against like the police violence and all this other stuff is really I don't know. Like it feels odd. It feels odd that we could be mirroring a situation, not like one for one, but have a president really try and pull some shit, completely fuck with the ballots and blah, blah, blah. So, you know,
so what happened is he just tried to invalidate the election results, or it was actually how the election was held.
It was, it was just completely bogus. It was like, there was nothing legitimate about it. Like with the way the ballots were, it was just like on its face. Everyone was like, what the fuck is this? That's why immediately people were like, this is not the fucking guy we voted for.
Right. Huh. Interesting. Mm-hmm. He's been in power there for a little while, right? I think.
Yeah.
And he has like I think he has a son who has a golden gun, if I'm not mistaken.
Well then, yeah, I mean, you can't be powerful unless you have a golden gun, Jack. Come on.
That's true. Ballots are trending for a different reason, I guess. Yeah.
This is the beginning mm-hmm. of the kind of shit we're talking about. So this is a story that is only really being covered on places like Epoch Times and the Washington Times. This is all right-wing media at the moment, but it's trending because it's a story about possible ballot fuckery that affects Trump, okay? Mm-hmm. Because this is vital for Trump to have this kind of story or these stories out there to begin this idea of like, well, we can't trust anything. And if like these ballots are being messed with, So this is specifically doing this with the state of Pennsylvania. The FBI is investigating because they've recovered like 9 ballots that were discarded, like military, like mail-in ballots. And they were all cast for Donald Trump. Some could be attributed to real people. Some couldn't be. But this is a very narrow thing that they are now. I don't know how much traction it's going to get beyond this. But when I saw this trending, I'm like, oh, right on time. You know,
yeah.
this is the kind of shit like the president he's not able to have the groundwork for his like total fuckery campaign unless he has like the somewhat subconscious buy-in of his base being like, that's right. They are fucking with the votes.
Right.
So, yeah, it was just that popped up and that's on my mind. And I'm like, oh, OK, they're trying it. I mean, they try it all the time and they've been doing over the summer here and there. There's always little things, but it doesn't quite stick. And I think we're going to continue to see this because, again, please remind yourself that these stories, especially, you know, we have a history of very minimal, any kind of like fraud when it comes to elections. But now with this new normal or new fucked that we're in.
Anything is possible. The you know, when you check over on New York Post or Fox News, the main story is the Hunter Biden investigation that we looked at 2 days ago, and we're like, yeah, this is nothing.
It's old.
There's nothing there. But yeah. This is all shit we already knew.
And they couldn't even full throated be like, yeah, and these are the bad things that happen, and that's why he's bad, and we need to actually have a trial or some kind of like. It's just sort of like.
Right.
We couldn't. It's hard to come to a conclusion on what effect this had.
Right.
End of report.
Tyler Herro, Miami Heat are trending. They look like they're headed for the NBA Finals. Looking good. Shout out to Eric Spoelstra. Shout out to Jimmy Butler. This is
fuck the Celtics.
So I've fuck the Celtics very very much. So I've had this theory for a long time that. Video guys, people who came up as video guys,
right,
become like really good NBA head coaches. Two of the NBA head coaches who are like examples of that are Eric Spoelstra and Frank Vogel. They both started as like lowly video guys who just like learned how to edit video and so have watched more plays of NBA basketball than like anybody.
Even the players themselves.
Right. Yeah, yeah. No, more than like most the head coaches and assistant coaches they worked for. They were just like the scrubs in the video room editing all this shit together and just like absorbed everything. And now it looks likely that they'll be coaching against each other in the finals. So,
thanks.
Hopefully, fingers crossed, knocking on wood for the
Lakers. We saw what the Nuggets did to the powerhouse Clippers, man.
That's true.
So, you never know. You never know. I mean, have you seen that clip of Tyler Herro when he was in high school and they were talking mad shit to him and he just fucking blacks out in the gym and you're like, dude, you thought he was just some kid and he's dunking on your ass.
Yes.
Because they hated him for going to Kentucky, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, right. Whatever. You know, the kid, he's 20 years old and he's putting up wacky numbers in the bubble, so.
Yeah, that dude is unbelievable.
It is. There is something to like, yeah, the, you know, the lack of, like, what it is about, I mean, we'll see how Steve Nash does as a head coach, but that track of like, you know, big time player to like bona fide great head coach is kind of difficult. It's the same thing in like soccer too. It's not a lot of players except for like Pep Guardiola who are like, and well, it's a little bit, it happens a lot, but it's, I think it's not like always a one-to-one thing where players can come in and become coaches. And then a lot of the great like coaches are guys who could never fucking play and were just nerded the fuck out on the right. game. And that's what they yeah. bring is like tacticians.
Right. Like, yeah, you got your great NBA players like Jeff and Stan Van Gundy who ended up being good coaches, but
right.
But I do like Doc Rivers. It's just different, you know, like I think Doc Rivers is a great coach because he's like a great leader and, you know, a great like super respected and like super smart. But he's not necessarily like the X's and O's dude.
Yeah.
And, you know, Spoelstra and Frank Vogel are just like have drunk in. They just like know what's going to happen the second the ball, like the first pass is made.
Right. Because you're just seeing, at that point, you're like, oh, I just recognize patterns.
Yeah, just recognizing patterns, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and finally, hashtag JB Chance Holy. hey, you ever seen that dude JB Chance Holy?
Oh, my God, JB Chance Holy. Chance right. from Chance Holy's cannolis. All right, we're canceled. Hashtag JB Chance Holy, the music video where thank you to Zeit Gang who wrote in to be like, yo, nothing about what he was wearing looked like real oil worker shit. A lot of cosplay going on, a lot of working class cosplay happening there. So now the music video, did you not see the video?
No.
I thought we were talking about, oh, you weren't there that day.
Yeah, I missed it.
Dude, so he's on this video just straight up working on an oil rig. And he like loses his job and like fucking Wilmer Valderrama's in it as like a veteran who's on his way home, but picks him up to like go to a family. The whole thing's weird. It's all just very much like it's tough being a working guy. And we were talking about it in the context of like Bieber really trying to just get on his like holy like worship music game.
Man of the Woods.
That's a market. Oh, okay. That's a market. Yeah. So yeah, Man I guess now, cross. You know, there is a scene in the video where like Justin Bieber, the oil worker, is laid off from the oil uh-huh. fields. Like they, you know, it's like one of those harsh cuts in a music video where the music cuts out and they're like, all right, dramatic scene with people who can't act. That's going on. Like, you know, in these times, you know, we just got to cut back. We're sorry, guys. And apparently that is a very real part of it. But now that's led to this whole new thing. So Bieber and Chance the Rapper are tweeting shit like, Justin Bieber and I are partnering with Cash App to give away a total of $250,000 today to those affected by these hard times. Tell us your story if you feel like sharing. To enter, drop your, you know, Cash App tag and use hashtag JB Chance Holy.
Huh.
Okay. So, you know, just some corporate savior shit coming down. Like, thanks to Cash App. And then, like, let's in these, it's like so gross.
In these times.
But you know what? People need money. So yeah, fucking why don't you ramp that up to like a cool million?
I mean,
y'all have it.
We saw how Chance thought about music videos and in the Netflix show. He was like, I just didn't like that the the cross was upside down or something like that.
Oh, like, yeah. Exactly. You gotta watch out with your imagery, man. That's not good. It's demonic, you know, so.
We also had Chance saying, find out from your mom who she's going to vote for and just vote for that person in a tweet. So that is, I feel like Chance has, I don't know, man, lost his way a little bit.
I don't know, man. I was never like a fan.
Huge fan, right?
Not that I disliked him. I just never kind of caught the wave.
Need more acid, less...
less holy water.
Holy water. Yeah. All right, guys. That is going to do it for this Thursday afternoon. We will be back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, stay inside, wash your hands, wear a mask. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye. Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get.
But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.